Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, I'm Talia, and this is Unreality, a collection of short stories about truths, lies, facts, fiction, and the unknown. But in this episode, it's actually a collection of even shorter stories about truths, lies, facts, fiction, and the unknown. I'm presenting 5 Unreality minis, short pieces from myself and other makers, each playing with the unreal in some different way. Just a warning that not all of the stories are suitable for kids. We're going to start with a piece of my own that I originally made with Falling Tree Productions for BBC Radio 4's Shortcuts. It's called What's in an and it's about the sound that my boyfriend makes when he lies. What's something that you've lied to me about before? What do you think my worst trait is? Do you think I'm too messy?
No.
Are you uncomfortable?
No.
Do you lie?
I wouldn't say I lie. I'd say I I wouldn't say I lie, I'm just not very direct. This is making it seem as if I've done something. I've done nothing.
When do you lie to me most?
As in, what is the kind of lie I tell you the most?
Yeah.
Little white ones. But you can tell, you know, when it's like, oh, why aren't you coming through this? And I'm like, ah, you know.
What do you say when you're lying?
I say,
why do you lie?
I mean, the reasons why most people lie, you know. You don't want to offend the other person.
Do you think I'm easily offended?
No.
What do you think I get upset by?
If what I say isn't particularly like sympathetic or feeling.
Do you think I think you're not empathetic enough?
I think you think I'm fairly empathetic.
No, I do. I definitely do. I'm glad that you do the because I feel like it's like a signal. A signal of like, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but in a way that's actually more honest than an outright lie. You're not lying necessarily, you're just saying like, sort of like a euphemism, because it protects. It's less harsh than just like, yes. And it's less dishonest than no. It's like an in-between space where actually you're telling the truth. You're just masking it a bit.
Damn.
Should we sing us out?
No, thank you.
Our next mini is called Sexy Babe Wet. And it's a fictional piece written by Savannah Spatafora and produced and performed by Emma Lehman. In Sexy Babe Wet, a woman ponders the nature of aging, maternity, and identity through the literary vehicle of a Pornhub comment section.
Pornhub comment section under video. Soaking wet pussy takes missionary pounding. Close up. 5:39 a.m. At Sexy Babe Wet.
I was just watching this video and touching myself and having a good time, but sort of slowly. Then all at once, I was thinking about the girl in the video and how she's a real person. And how even if she's relatively normal, she'll go through hard things in her life, or probably already has. And then I thought about how, assuming she has a relationship with her mother, she'll probably have to live through her mother dying. And how even if she dies before her mother, she still might have to go through that thing that we all do, where we realize our mother is human. And we realize that she's aged and is continuing to age. And even if somehow her and her mother both get very lucky and get to grow old together, at least to some extent, she'll probably have to go through that cheesy thing where as she ages, she starts to see bits of her mother coming together to form this new baby adult that she's becoming. And she might have to go to the grocery store and notice that she picks the same type of mustard that her mom likes without even thinking about it. And seriously, there's like 1,000 fucking types of mustard. And she might dye her hair dark because her friends say it would suit her. And then she might shower and wash out the dye and dry her hair. And look in the bathroom mirror at her transformed self and realize that it's not really a new self, but just the mother she imagined at 20 was smoking cigarettes on those touristy stairs in Rome. And I'd love to say that I'm just a cold-hearted bitch and I kept going and I finished and for the rest of the night I didn't think about the girl from this video, who I only know by a headless torso and a miraculously hairless pussy. But that's not true. Good video though. 8 out of 10.
Now we have DNA ASMR by Christina Loring. It's a fictionalized piece about Christina's real-life quest to find a sperm donor, during which she realized that it's this very bizarre, complicated, and weighted decision. And then at the same time, it's also a business. Here is DNA ASMR.
Dear Miss Loring, thank you for choosing cryopreservation destination reputation. Oh God, what am I doing? Okay. Welcome to your unique selection of vials. We don't like to say the S word here. It rhymes with germ. And the other S word rhymes with demon. Huh. Seems like a weird rebranding choice. But maybe the copywriter was going rogue that day. Okay. So as you sort through the vials we sent you in your very own kit, we'll ask you to think of these questions. What DNA or essence would you like to have inside you so that you can morph it into your own creation? Who do you want to actualize? What do you want your progeny to exemplify? Most importantly, from who do you want them to stem? Here's a list of the customized DNA essences we selected for you to choose from. Whew. Okay, let's do this. Poetic first responder. All-American athlete. Charming copywriter, fit future doctor, hazel eyes, hip hop moves, stock trading wrestler, man of integrity, quirky mathlete, community builder, a bright and brilliant future, comedian-in-law, hazel-eyed helper, dimpled jewelry designer, good vibes and green eyes, resilient engineer, poetic biochemist, chill social worker, introspective intellect, the striking scientist, soulful soccer fan, smiley scientist, ray of sunshine, health conscious hobbyist, Viking attorney. Oh God. Okay. Poetic biochemist.
Bad bunny bowler.
Rising opera star.
Blue-eyed eagle scout.
Sentimental cyclist.
Problem-solving pit bull.
Rugby renaissance.
The next Spielberg?
Staff favorite.
Articulate magician.
DJ dad.
The perfect formula.
I guess I will choose you.
Next up, we have a piece that was made in 1985 by Jay Allison, who is kind of a radio legend, really. In the work, an animal psychologist searches for the source of one horse's ennui. The horse responds with a story of dislocation and lost youth. Here is subtext, communicating with horses.
Okay, what's your horse's name?
Christopher. Name they give me is Christopher. What's that you're drinking there?
He saw me taking this. He says, what do you have? And I said, apple cider.
Well, let me have a little bit.
He says, can I try some? I says, well,
I'll try anything once, you know.
What do you like to eat? He says, I'll take anything once.
Whatever's handy. I've eaten sawdust.
Even sawdust. He has tasted everything.
Everything. Really. I get bored, that's all.
He doesn't digest his food that well.
Look, what'd you come here to talk about? What do you want to know? Can someone keep that mare quiet over there? Go ahead. Ask me a question.
Tell me about times when you're happy.
What makes me happy? Well, I like to run. I like to jump.
He says I like to jump.
That's right. I like to run in open country and jump.
He thinks he's pretty good at it.
Well, I mean, I'm not in much shape right now, but give me a few weeks, I could show you something.
He's an athlete.
Tell you, I could jump the rest of these stable warmers into the ground. That's no contest.
He thinks he's a great animal.
And truth be known, I'd prefer to do it without a saddle on my back.
Very strong individualist.
That's right.
He's got an ego. You know, he talks like he knows what he's doing, you know, and he's just kind of tolerating these poor riders and help him out, you know.
That's right. Like back home, all alone, you know. You should have seen me jump back there. Flying is more like it. But that was another time.
It feels like he's had a long ride somewhere in his life. He's gone someplace, or he was taken someplace a long ways away and back. It feels like only one way, though.
Now, you don't want to get me started on that. Them valleys, the ridgeline way up above, and me in between. Running, flying. I used to feel like I was cut into that place. Now, out here, I don't know, there's no... Well, it's like nothing belongs here. Nothing comes from here. Nothing grows. It's all freeways and trees from someplace else.
He feels hemmed in. I said, are you afraid?
No, no. I'm frustrated, I guess. I don't know. Rained last week.
He hates the rain.
First time in months. The rain always does this to me. Makes it all come back. The vistas. Distance.
He said, I want to go down to the ocean.
No, no. The ocean's fine.
Loves the beach.
I like it. But when I was running under those mountains, under those rock
walls...
He
likes to be outside.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I asked him, I said, what would you like to do?
I'd like to see it again before I die.
I get, you know, like, wanting to do something like go and watch something happening.
I'd like to watch the clouds gather.
He just wants to go someplace and watch something happen.
Watch the big weather come in. I'd like to stand in a storm and hear the earth ring.
This guy is really something else. He said, I'd like to wear bells.
I'm thinking of canyons and lightning. I'm wet, running against the dark sky, and there is nothing more free than this. The earth is ringing. And I believe I can fly.
Ask him if there's anything else he'd like. He says, nope, life's pretty good around here. He's happy. Okay?
All right, thank you. That's great.
Okay.
And finally, an unreleased piece of mine, which I made for Audioflux, a competition which invites people to create audio pieces around specific parameters. This one was for their third circuit, which was on the theme of pet sounds. The prompts were to create a piece that was 3 minutes long, features a pet protagonist or antagonist, exhibits a moment of audible all caps, and references the colour blue. So I made this piece, Bubble Houdini. Bubble was an escape artist.
He was like a Houdini.
Scratch, 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 scratch. He would somehow scale our 6-foot fence. Dad never figured out how.
I got a tiny camera and tied it onto his collar. But then he sensed that something was going on, so he basically stood not moving an inch.
He would run to the pet store and steal pig's ears, which they would add to the tab.
Yes, I do recall that, yes.
Then we'd find him waiting proudly on our doorstep, trophy in mouth. Dad installed netting to stop him, a makeshift bubble deterrent. Scratch, scratch, scratch. That's when he started digging the holes. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Undeterred. And I would dig with him. Scratch, scratch, scratch. I remember taking out my pencil case and testing each of my tools. In the end, I settled on the edge of a ruler. It offered the best precision. Screech, screech, screech. He should be free, I thought, if that's what he wants. And so we sat there, digging for his freedom. We didn't get very far. Scratch. We went on holiday and left the dogs with Amanda. Bubble had a light on his collar.
Flashing light.
It flashed like a police siren.
Flash, flash.
Or a flare.
Flash, flash.
Or whatever your preference of foreboding imagery. Amanda couldn't figure out how to turn off the light.
I took it off him.
So the collar got stuffed into a drawer where the light flashed and flashed until it ran out.
Flash, 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 flash.
Bubble's name and Dad's number sat together in the darkness on either side of the dog tag, both never to be called by any strangers who found Bubble when he ran out and jumped over Amanda's unnetted fence.
Bubble.
I like to think he found his way back to the pet store, all the way from Amanda's, like the hunting dog he wasn't. And in my imagination, he trotted to ours, pig ear in mouth, and waited, for an irritated but slyly proud owner that never came. I don't know where he went from there. A year later, when missing posters were long trod on, we saw him. We saw him from afar, a small black dot that we would recognise anywhere. My dad said, "Is that Bubble?"
Bubble!
We sprinted towards him.
Bubble!
The black dot grew larger and larger. Oh, how he'd grown. Freedom was treating him well.
Bubble!
The black dot grew larger than Bubble ever could have, no matter how many pig ears he hunted. Thank you for listening to Unreality. It was created by me, Talia Augustidis, and powered by Transmission Roundhouse, a programme for young creatives hosted at The Roundhouse. Special thanks to Savannah Spatafora, Emma Lehman, Christina Loring, and Jay Allison for letting me feature their stories. Unreality will be back next week with a new, longer, short piece.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.